Well, a new but not so new face to the Rock Hill region. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to talk about why. He is the Lancaster County Administrator, Brian Tucker. And Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
Doing great.
Been wanting to have you on since you got brought in. We were very good friends with Dennis Marstall. He had a monthly segment. We hope to do the same with you now that you've been on the job for, 2 months? How many days?
2 months, 3 days.
2 months, 3 days. Yeah. I was close.
That's close.
That was close. So so you have an interesting background coming back to Lancaster, born and raised in Lancaster, yeah, before you went off to college. And we'll talk about the other areas. But I guess talk about being back here in Lancaster.
It's been surreal.
Yeah.
As we talked about a little earlier, grew up here, born and raised in Lancaster County, graduate Lancaster County High School, 1993. Went away to college, came back, didn't know that I was coming back. Good Lord's hand, sort of orchestrated a series of events, and we're happy to be here and step back into the county after being largely gone for the last 30 years. But obviously all of my family's here, and it's amazing to have the opportunity.
How excited were they to hear that you were coming back?
They were very excited. I don't know that they believed it. I think they still have a hard time. My dad said the other day, we were talking, I can't remember what it was, he said, I drove past the county building, and I got past it and went, oh, Brian's there. He's at work. Should stop in and see him. And so it still hasn't actually connected. There's still some days where it's hard to imagine, but they're happy to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about a little bit of your background. Sure. From Georgetown and Myrtle Beach, you worked in economic development. Actually, we had a very brief conversation at an event I want to talk about where that was kind of your background, and you were, was it assistant city manager for the Myrtle Beach as
in
well?
Myrtle Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
Assistant city manager. Was in that role for roughly 5 years. Actually, September 1st would have been 5 years. Mm. And that was a great opportunity. Learned a ton there. Ended up taking that position out of Georgetown County because of some of the growth the city was experiencing and the economic development of the downtown, the revitalization of the downtown. And that was just a tremendous project to be a part of, and great time spent, a lot of lessons learned. But it's time for me to be here, and I'm happy to be here.
Getting down to the nitty gritty when it comes to Lancaster County, I saw a article where it compared the growth of Myrtle Beach and Horry County to the growth of Lancaster County, and of course certain areas of Lancaster County like the Indianlands. But could you kind of compare that growth and how maybe those two governments could be similar a little bit?
I think there's a lot of similarities, and it's not just Lancaster County and Horry County. I think it's getting to be a common story throughout the Southeast. We've had a couple of decades now in many places of just tremendous growth. And there's some consistent themes that run throughout that growth. I mean, the in-migration from all over into the Southeast is a common theme. You have these pockets of growth like Indian Land, like the city of Myrtle Beach, as far as Horry County goes, Carolina Forest, that whole area. It's a similar theme, and there's a balance. I mean, I've said before, everybody says that if you're not growing, you're dying. And
so the
challenges that come with growth are much better to deal with than the challenges of not growing. Mm. So let's set the stage there. It's a good thing to grow, and the challenges that come with that growth, I would rather be dealing with those than the other.
Fantastic. That's a great, great answer. What was the first thing that stood out to you in terms of change with Lancaster? We certainly see Lancaster County, 521. Mm. Oh, whew.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. So there's several answers to the question. All of the answers are north of Highway 5.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the county has remained rural in a lot of ways, very ag-based. It's a traditional South Carolina county, which is, again, one of the appealing things for us to come back is, my folks in Myrtle Beach are going to cringe when I say this, but Myrtle Beach doesn't always feel like you're in South Carolina. Lancaster County, just the in-migration. I mean, you've got.
I understand that.
We lived in my wife's going to laugh if she's listening, but we lived in a neighborhood. And it's a fairly large neighborhood in Myrtle Beach, and I think we never found anybody else that was from South Carolina.
So that's kind of a reference to, like, not just the transplants, but also the touristy feel as well.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so that's part of it. I think the most surprising thing was the actual question. I've been up and down 521 over the last 30 years, just coming in to see parents and family over holidays. So that part was not necessarily a surprise. Once I got off of 521 and I'm on Possum Hollow, I'm on Henry Harris and Jim Wilson, and you get back off of 521 and you see the density of the growth off of 521, that was really the startling thing to me. I would drive around for an hour and a half just on the side streets. I say the side streets.
But that used to be the secret way to get around.
Right.
Back roads.
It's not a secret anymore.
Somebody let it out.
Somebody let it out. So that was a shock, and just really wrapping my head around the magnitude of the growth in that area. You can't see it from 521.
A couple of things, talking with Brian Tucker, the new county administrator for Lancaster County. Let's talk about that before we get to a real positive thing with the new regional park. You mentioned roads, and a challenge that Lancaster County has had is trying to pay for new roads. They had a bond referendum that did not pass, or kind of a penny sales tax deal that York County has with Pennies for Progress, kind of a version of that. And it failed the last time out on the ballot. So I guess that's probably one of your challenges that you were faced with, maybe even in the interview process. Like, hey, this is a problem we got to fix, whether it's the widening of 521 or it's, you know, other roads. And is it simply the challenge of not the entire county thinks that they would need to pay for it, or is it more complicated than that?
It's always more complicated. I think that is part of it. And anytime you have a countywide referendum, you have to make sure you're speaking to the entire county, right? And again, we talked about it a second ago. You know, some of my family that are outside of Heath Springs, they may go to Indian Land once every 2 or 3 months. They may pass through there to go to Charlotte for some reason. And roads are a challenge throughout the entire county. You know, yes, we need new roads. We need wider roads. In Indian Land, in the Panhandle, but we have other roads in the county that need attention. We have other needs in the rest of the county that need attention, and it's always going to be, how do you strike a balance between those two things? And that is genuinely an exciting challenge for me to try to figure out.
Well, as they say, that's why they pay you the big bucks.
Well, they pay me for results. So we've got to get to the results. Yes, that's right. We will.
Let's talk about this new regional park. I was there for the groundbreaking, and I think this is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is. I kept hearing the word transformational change, and it's going to be there in the Roslyn neighborhood. A ton of land there, and this is really exciting for Lancaster County.
It is. Well, first of all, I have to do this, or they'll get upset with me. They pronounce it Roseland.
Roseland. Well,
and they are very.
Thank you.
Yes, and it has now stuck because you can see the street signs have roses on them, so it will be helped.
There you go.
So there you go. It is a great project. I know the county has been working on it since 2019. I think they acquired the property in 2019. I think at the groundbreaking, Chairman Carnes actually mentioned a study that was done in 2015. So to actually now be under construction is a really big deal. The location of it is amazing because it is on the southern end. It's actually in town or very close to town. So it's much more centrally located than some of the other facilities up in the Panhandle. So 6 softball baseball fields, 6 soccer fields. It's a great community space. Splash pad. I mean, it's going to be an amazing project.
And what was the parking lot? Was it 700 spaces?
700 spaces. Wow. Yeah, we will have plenty of parking.
Wow.
We had some folks on staff that thought it should be 1,200, and we have consultants that said it should maybe only be 400, 500. And so we split the difference there.
What a concept!
and so we will be well parked.
You reached in the middle.
Yeah.
Figured it out.
Yeah,
problem solving. See? Good at what you do.
And just make a decision and move on.
Very good. Well, Brian, we're going to have more conversations with you.